views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and we have a live show for you today. Today is Wednesday, it's a wise Wednesday. It is January the 11th, 2017. And just before we get into today's show, we always say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy. You know how to do that. Go to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you'll see the icon in the far right-hand margin for the donation. And you can just, it's green, it's the holding hands, the green holding hands that are there. So just hit that prompt, and you will, it will follow the instructions for giving some of your financial energy to maintain the overall direction of Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you're interested in actually being a part of the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together, it's known as BTR Community, and you can find that by going to www.btrcommunity, that's btrcommunity.com, and engage in some of your social media activities. You could do that by way of joining BTR Community, which is only $24 a year, and you don't have to worry about your information being sold to the highest bidder, nor do you have to worry about actually being accosted or actually, you know, being adversely affected because of what you're posting, and you don't have to worry about anyone harassing you with your comments or just some of the things that you think are important. And also, you can use that to promote you, your business, events that are going on that you're sponsoring, or ones that you just want to give recognition to. You can do that. All your social media activities can all be done by BTR, Black Talk Radio Network Community. And that is what I think is in the best interest of us all. We should be actually, you know, we should be taking care of and developing and ensuring that things grow that has our best interest at hand. So BTR Community, you could easily do that by going to www.btrcommunity. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, see what's there in inventory, but then email Wolf6Pack1 before you make any purchase so that someone can explain to you the proper way of purchasing. And believe me, there is a way in. There's a reason why that's being said for you to contact first, okay? So you can go there and acquire real money. You could trade your coupons that you're paid and have something that and save and something that is not going to lose its purchasing power at all. Its intrinsic value is what saves and what protects your overall labor. So you can do that, and you can purchase I always say the best form of money, the most perfect form of money is the precious metals. You could do that there at Prosperity Mint. Okay, so that with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. Then Brother Davis is there in queue. We're going to jump into Wise Wednesday. And so let's do that really quickly. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, call in to talk to Brother Davis. Give him a call the Davis team. Sister Davis, if she's going to be joining in today as well, give a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and we'll see you there. And, you know, you can just politely, let someone know, or just saying, excuse me, I have a question. And then that way we will see or hear you. And then that way the question can be posed to, or the comment can be posed to Brother Davis on this Wise Wednesday, which is very, very important. I truly, truly appreciate the Davis team, Team Davis, Brother Davis and Sister Davis for all of their work and their care and their concern and what they share with us all. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. So let me just pull this up really quickly. There's a couple of articles that I think are very, 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 very important that we posted there. Let me see if I can get to. Okay. Everything is there, but let me just get to it. 1 second, everyone. Got some. Okay. Here we go. All right, so 1 second. Here we go. First article. This one comes from Reuters. Taiwan scrambles jet. Excuse me. Taiwan scrambles jet. Navy as China aircraft carrier enters Taiwan Sea. I don't get how they write this stuff. It's crazy. Taiwan scrambles jets because a Chinese aircraft carrier had entered the Taiwan Strait. And so that's, check out that article. And believe me, this was done yesterday and it may have been done again today. And in my opinion, this has everything to do with the Taiwan president stopping in the United States on her way. She stopped in Houston, man. She stopped in Houston on her way to Latin America. Then she's going to stop in San Francisco on her way back. So that has everything to do with here. Things are going to really, really implode, in my opinion. Next article. This one comes from Ten News. And I believe it's a subsidiary of, not quite sure what news agency. So I'll just say tennews.com. And one of our callers called in yesterday and talked about this during the show. And I said, must continue to watch this story because it could be a flashpoint, especially after January the 20th, 2017, which is Inauguration Day. But this story is much deeper than the gasoline protest. In actuality, the overall conditions, one of the things about the people is that they don't move to riot just because of one incident. It is an accumulation of incidents that causes that to happen. And we're going to talk about what really, really sparked this whole thing down in Mexico. One, it's intentional. Two, it is going to, if as it unfolds, it has the potential to serve the purpose of the agenda, those that have been orchestrating it to be done. There's something behind this that is very, very important, and it is similar to your situation. Now, let me tell you, I always firmly believe that there is a fraternity that attacks and they try to conquer the indigenous people or the people of this planet, and there's methods to their madness, and there's methods to facilitate their objective, and this is what's being happening here, and this is, you're going to start to see these same type of tactics are being built up right now here as we speak, and this is going to be the same outcome. This stuff is only going to continue to grow. So check out that article that's there, and for the brother, I can't remember his name. I don't want to mess it up, but I hope to hear from him again, especially because of where he is. Critical. So check out that article. So let me just read it real quick. Update: after more than 4 hours closure to the San Cedro border crossing was reopened to traffic going south. Pedestrians could use the San Cedro port going both ways. San Cedro's entry border closed at San Cedro because of protests over gasoline prices in Mexico. Way more than that. Much more than that. But that is just a part of it. That was actually the straw that broke the camel's back. So the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. So check out that article. Very, very important. We will touch on that. Next article comes from, this one comes from newstrust.org, and this is a part of Reuters. U.S. intelligence study warns of growing conflict risk. The risk of conflict between and within nations, the risk of conflict between and within nations will increase over the next 5 years to levels not seen since the Cold War as global growth slows. The post-World War II old order erodes and an anti-globalization fuels nationalism, said a U.S., and I can't see what the rest of that is, didn't want to pull that article up. And my comment was this, that this was a sign of the times. And this isn't the first time. This is actually the heeding and the warning that's being given, okay? And the couple of comments that was there, my man, L.A., I won't say the name. There was one comment, and this was the comment. Let me move this down a little. Says, is my following observation correct? When they say slowing global growth, I interpret that as land grab being hindered. Eroding post-World War II order sounds like Western New World Order is experienced global opposition. Anti-globalization fuels nationalism. Sounds like the threat to non-white people growth, and that the fear of eroding of European community by non-white people. And it says, it goes on, it says, dark, and move this on. Dark and difficult near future sounds coded for the resistance of non-white people against racist white supremacy is the growing threat. And that was the one individual's, the one person's comments on that, and my overall response was this, and this was my response: the system uses poison to kill a tree or a few of them. However, it uses fire to burn off the overgrowth, because it is the overgrowth which truly threatens their garden beyond desired mean. And what does that mean? What do I mean by that? See, when their garden is meticulously set up to bear the fruits that feed them, and all of the energy that goes into that garden, because if you ever planted a garden and have a garden, you know it takes work to keep it, to upkeep it. Now they have this garden, and what happens is that the overgrowth is the, in my opinion, when I say, well, what I meant by the overgrowth is when people do not stay within the confines of the garden. And when that happens, they want to burn it, the garden, the overgrowth down. Why? Because fire actually, if you look in the wilderness, if you look in the forest, fire is a way that's used to burn off the overgrowth, so that it can be fuel for the overall establishment of the ecosystem. They have this burning off of the overgrowth, and what I mean by that is they create conflicts that turn into crisis, that goes into chaos. They create that, and then there's the burning. And when they have the burning from wars, famines, disease, and everything else, it burns off the overgrowth. and it gets the garden more nourished for it to produce for their means. And what I'm saying in that is this, is that they allow these things to happen and they cause these wars because it's just like burning off the forest in order for the forest to grow thicker and stronger. And the overgrowth, ladies and gentlemen, is the people saying no, questioning, refusing to participate. That's overgrowth to them. You've grown past your own best interest. And what they're really saying is you're growing past our best interest, and we won't allow that. That's what the system is really, really doing. And it's, to me, it's much, much larger than what it physically looks like. It's much larger. It's a spiritual thing that's very, very deep. And I think it's something that, yes, this is very, very telling. We will take a look at this definitely and read this because it is critical, a critical, and it's a heads up as to what's coming. Next article is this one comes from, okay, here we go. Next article. Next one comes from the South Sea, the South Chinese Morning Post. Very, very telling. And here we go. Oh, no. Well, we could go to that one. Okay. Next one from the South China Morning Post. Trump's Secretary of State pick, Tillerson, hits out at China. The U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to be Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, hit out at China Wednesday today in his Senate confirmation hearing, warning that the Asian power pursues its own goals and has not significantly helped rein in North Korea. This is coded language that they are going to have a very, very harsh policy towards China. Why? Because that's what they need to have the fire to burn off the overgrowth, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what they're telling you that's going to happen before it happens. Next article, same one. I mean, it's not the same article, but this was another article from this. It's this one. Russian-friendly Tillerson adopts tough line against Moscow. The former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson pledged Wednesday today during his Senate conference meeting to restore leadership in the world and to defeat the Islamic State as the priority in the Middle East during his Senate confirmation hearing to be Donald Trump's Secretary of State. And here in this, right in this paragraph, these two paragraphs tell everything. Here it is. American leadership must not only be renewed, it must be asserted. Tillerson said in the opening statements to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Let me move this down. Competing priorities must be addressed, but they must not distract us from our first priority, which is defeating the Islamic State. The United States must be clear-eyed about our relationship with Russia, he said. Russia today poses a danger. It invaded the Ukraine, including Crimea, and violated the laws of war. But in its absence, But it's an absence of American leadership that left the door open. Once again, went on to continue to say, while being questioned about Russia and the U.S. relations, Tillerson says we are not likely to be friends. We do not have the same values. But there is a scope to define a different relationship and to bring down the temperature of conflict we have today. So this is, ladies and gentlemen, the whole setup is putting itself in position for drafting your daughters in the forest fire of the overgrowth. They are going to do it. Next article. Next one comes from abcnews.go.com. From ABC News, U.S. designates election infrastructure as critical. Here it goes. citing an increasingly sophisticated cyber bad act and an election infrastructure that's vital to the national interest, Homeland Security. Jeb Johnson announced last Friday on the 6th, that he is designating U.S. election systems critical infrastructure, a move that provides more federal help for states and local governments to keep election systems safe from tampering. Now, what does that mean in so many words? Let me pull this up really, really quick, just so you can see what's going on here. Is this going to be a last ditch effort here? So it goes on to say, given the vital role elections play in this country, it is clear that certain systems and assets of election infrastructure meet the definition of critical infrastructure. Let me move this down. In fact and in law, Johnson said in a statement, he added, particular in these times, this designation is simply the right and obvious thing to do. The determination came after months of review and despite opposition from many states worried that the designation would lead to an increase in federal regulations or oversight on many decentralized and local running vote systems across the country. It was announced on the same day as a declassified U.S. intelligence report saying Russian Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential elections. What's the plan here? And this was my commentary on this one. Wouldn't be surprised if, and then you fill in the blank, if you know where I'm going with this. Anything could happen in the next couple of weeks, in the next couple of days. I wouldn't be surprised. So, telling you, read between the lines. They open up the door because, think about it. This administration says that is critical infrastructure. They already know once the next administration gets in, they're going to say it's not. So what is it? Why would they do that? Do they plan on acting on what they just said by way of Department of Homeland Security, which they said earlier in the election cycle, much, much earlier, that Department of Homeland Security, we talked about it here, was going to be monitoring the elections. Oh, the whole thing is coming. Now, what are they going to do? Would they have, would this be a place where there will be a move to delegitimize the last election? Man, this is where the fire could really, really start. And wow, what that could actually bring. So that's what's in the news. So that was everything. And so what we're going to do, we're going to move into, we got 5 minutes before the commercial break. And make sure if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call at area code 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Brother Davis is in queue, and he's going to come up and for Wise Wednesday. And the topic of Wise Wednesdays today is focus, and this is so, so important. And I think a lot of times our focus, we've been taught to be easily distracted or to never be in tune. There's a big difference between being in tune and being focused. And I'm glad Brother Davis is taking this up. We've actually been schooled in not to be in tune to who we really, really are. Because when you are in tune, you're able to discern things. And then from that discernment, there's focus that you need to have in your overall response to that, and to set up the next set of events to happen to you. So, so important. So, without a doubt, if you'd like to talk, get in on the conversation on Wise Wednesday with the Davis team, Brother Davis is here in queue. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We will talk to you on the other side of the commercial break. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. Dave, you must have yourself on mute. We can't hear you.
Yep, sorry about that. Welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So it is Wednesday, Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is in queue. So unmute, Brother Davis, if you can unmute yourself once you're ready, we'll get going with Wise Wednesday. So we're just waiting on Brother Davis. He's up there. He is.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. It is a joy again to come to you and spend some time of interaction. And I'm going to tell you something. This year has been bizarre already. So you need not carry anything from 2016, because you can tell 2017 is starting out on overload. Well, I really want to get you to understand the importance of your attackers. And the reason why I want you to get to understand the importance of your attackers is because that is why they try to get you off your focus. Why? Because when you focus, you're focused on a specific idea for a specific purpose. And that may take you away from the mass programming that gives them the ability to corral your thought process. Understand how I said that? It gives them the ability to corral your thought process. Now, a lot of us fail to realize just on how many levels or how many dimensions or how many different segments of our lives are literally being targeted. So let's start with something that we've already concerned ourselves with when it comes to our food. Okay, now the reason why I'm starting with the food is because you've already heard us discuss the importance of us having a understanding of what we're sticking in our mouths. Okay? Now, I also told you about the Bile app that you can get and download on your phone for free. And you go to the store and you see those products that you like. You can literally scan it with that app, and that app will tell you whether it is natural or GMO. Now, I'm going to tell you, they're starting to make GMO sound appealing. So I'm going to set in your brain right now.
Okay, which radio?
Hello? We still can hear you, Brother Davis. Yeah, we still can hear you, Brother Davis. I think we lost our Brother Davis on his last. So, Brother Davis, when you get a chance, definitely give us a call. And so, let me see where we are. Okay. So, yeah, I can see Brother Davis is about to have another great wise Wednesday. And, you know, as he was talking about, okay, here he is. Okay, Brother Davis.
You hear me now?
Yes, we got you. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, I'll tell you, it seems like when you get ready to get something good, you get attacked. So,
yes.
You understand how I said that. When you get ready to get something good, do something good, accomplish something good, you're going to be attacked. That shows you the power of the effort being made to keep you from focusing on something that benefits you and your kind. Now, why do I say your kind? Because whatever you benefit by, you have a tendency to talk about, because you want to inform others. This is what happened to me when I did that. Well, when you begin to do that, you take more and more people's focus away from the programming. And to say that a lot of people are so caught up in the programming, they prefer that. Know those people, because they are placed in your life for a reason. And if you think for one moment that they're there in order to help edify you, to help fortify you, to help you accomplish the things that you're trying to do, they are not. Don't kid yourself. It's just a matter of time before they absorb that you have that they feel they're entitled to. Now, understand, you've heard us speak a lot about energy. And the reason why we speak about energy is because I'm going to take you into the minute detail of the power of your energy when focused. But when you don't focus and you allow anything to interrupt you, your energy goes with your thought process. Well, what does that mean? That means that if I'm a builder or a craftsman and I'm in the art of what it is that I'm creating, and everything is falling in line meticulously, you're applying yourself to make sure that every intricate T is crossed and every I is dotted. But yet, so all of a sudden, you hear loud music. And hear loud music coming closer and closer to you. And you know, it may not even be yours. So you have to understand how this thing called cosmos works. Now, why do I say it like that? Because I want you to understand that every time you come up with a concept purpose that you want to achieve, you have to do the things that are necessary to fortify your idea in self so that you can create it. And we have people that's all around us have done that. And you know, the sad part about it is some have identified it and others have not. So the reason why is because they get caught up in those things that intrude into their thought process and take their energy away from that process. And all of a sudden, when your energy is taken away from your process, there's something else that comes along, and it literally drags your return to get back to the original state of thought. Why? Because you are doing something constructive. And whenever you're doing something constructive, those people who are being destructive are not accomplishing the destruction of your energy by the idle thoughts that you apply in that time in which you're not doing anything at all. You see, your energy doesn't stop. It's a continuum. So when you do things like relax, your energy is at a state where it literally can lie still as the vibration. Now, so still as the vibration means that as your body auto-functions, and that's a whole another area I'm going to get to later, but as your body auto-functions, everything that is not required goes into a state of auto-function. Even at night, when you sleep, a certain part of your body goes into a state of hibernation. And you know what's so unique about it? During that state of hibernation, your other aspects of your body are still functioning. And the reason why is because that is a level of cosmic consciousness that is always operating in us. why? And ask yourself this, why is it so important for us to be victimized by others to disturb our cosmic consciousness? And see, the reason is because you are a part of the tribe of the first. And you think about that dynamic for a minute. There was no other humans on the planet until people like you appeared. Now, that's so powerful because in reality, regardless of the deceptions that are going on in the world, and those are those programs that take you off your thought process so that you can waste your energy. Regardless of how many of those are going on, you have the ability to step away from them. And the best part about that is that when you do, you can find yourself doing a number of things. I mean, I have a granddaughter that loves reading, and I tell her to invest her energy in reading. So now I'm helping her buy the things that she likes to read. Now, some of them I'm experimenting with because I don't want her to take total control. But I want to be the director as an example. Now, I understand how I said that, because if I'm a good example for her and she finds that she has an interest in some of the things that I pointed out, well, when she goes through her transitions or the pressures are on her or the programming is attacking her, she's going to go to those people she trusts for open conversation. And that's what we have to build. We have to build the trust for open conversation. Now, for those of you who don't know, our principal purpose here as humans on this earth has been seriously distorted. Seriously distorted. Do you realize that we go to work every day for, as Dave spoke about, paper? Paper that they put a stamp on and they tell you you can use it and transact for this money. But in reality, if you're outside the United States, you wouldn't work for that. Think about it. The dynamic of what is going on is taking place because you submit to it to a certain degree. So that's why you hear Dave talk about things like real money, because there is something that is honored by all aspects of society, which is real money. And see, we have to understand the importance of that, because once again, you can get it, but if someone can take your focus away from it, they're doing the job of deceiving you from being able to develop your knowledge of making it function for you at peak efficiency. And see, that's, we need to get to our place of focus so that we can function at peak efficiency at whatever we try to do. Now, you can think of a plethora of anything. Driving. If a person wanted to be a superb driver, do you realize that the food he eats that day is going to affect his driving? The water he drinks that day is going to affect his driving. Because on these are all levels that we're being attacked on. The conversation he has that day is going to affect his driving. So that if he doesn't know how to focus his thought process, these things become a hindrance. That's why I started out by saying we have to not carry 2016 into 2017. And a lot of people, you're probably thinking, well, you know, I made some decisions in 2016 that I still have to honor. That ain't what I said. Because I am not constructing your life. You are. So I'm trying to get you to focus on being the best constructor of your life that you can be. Because if you think about it, how many times have you came in the house and you just sit down and have that moment of rest, and all of a sudden something else came into play? Or you turn the TV on and the news took you somewhere else. See, these are all attacking your focus. Even your family, to some degree, if they're not to understand the importance of focus, will attack your focus and not realize it because they haven't understood the importance of that time for focusing. But when you teach them, and when they begin to realize the power of just sitting alone and focusing on what they want to do, they become the engineers and the constructors of their stage in life. Now, understand how I said their stage in life, because I can't do with a 9-year-older what I could do with a 15-year-older, and I can't talk to a 9-year-older about the things that a 15-year-older would want to know about, because their mind is not elevated or their interest is not elevated to that level yet. So it is so important that we sit down and get an understanding of what we are trying to achieve individually, and also look at how we can work together collectively. Now, the reason why I come back to collectively is because I'm so tired of hearing people saying what black people can't do. And you know what? 90% of that is a program. It's a program because they've heard it somewhere else, and they repeat it, and they repeat it, not realizing that your words set the path of the trail you will follow. Let me repeat that. Your words set the path of the trail you will follow. I know many times I hear brothers say to me, you know what, Brother Davis, you don't understand. And I ask them 3 questions, okay? Are you a black man? Well, yeah, so am I. Do you have responsibilities? Well, yeah, so do I. Do you have any goals that you're trying to achieve? If they say yeah to all 3 of those, we're exactly alike. But I've had people sit back and say, you know what? I've never really been a goal setter. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But then you can very easily see how they could get off focus. And a lot of times when they get off focused, they like to be around people who can help them get back on track, which is good. That's not a bad thing. But they're only on track for themselves. So literally, you want to be around somebody who's going to say, you know what, man, we was hanging out a little bit, went and shot a couple games of pool and everything, but I got to go. I got studying to do, or I want to spend some time with my family, or I want to prepare for work tomorrow. That shows you a dimension of their focus. And it's so important that we incorporate that dimension in everything we do. Why? Because let's start with what we can control. We can control our bodies. The smallest cell in the body is called the photon. That's right. And you know what's interesting about the photon? It is the major supplier or processor of food into an energy source. So although we don't see that process, we know that process. So now that tells us, in order to get that photon to function well, which means that the molecule that proton produces will function well, which means that it will work in conjunction with the system to meet the supply as well as the demand. So if we're eating food that is dead and there's no life after we consume it, what your body does is turn it into fat. Why? Because it doesn't know what to do with it. And a lot of the food today has, as my wife has mentioned on many occasions, has, it's low in minerals and supplements. And that literally is bad for our body. So we're already under attack. So if we keep our focus, we're going to do some basic things so that we can ensure that we are living ourselves or lifting ourselves to be the best physical specimen that we can be. So that means not only eating right, that means become conscious of what we're eating. That only not only means become conscious of what we're eating, that means planning. When you plan, literally you can make sure that you're eating the right stuff, because you will work your plan. A lot of people have no plan, and that's why they end up eating stuff that really dysfunctions in their body. And every dysfunction in your body is an imbalance. Every time you got a headache, it's an imbalance. And you know, a lot of times it's something as simple as applying water. Did you know when your body starts to get dehydrated that you may get headache or dry mouth? And people think these are something else, and they go to a different industry instead of staying focused on themselves. Because you know, if you say to the average person, oh, I got a headache, what they say? Go to the pharmaceutical industry. Now, they don't say it like that. They might say, well, you know, I got some BCB. I got some some aspirin. But that's what it means. Go to the pharmaceutical industry. Now, that's another attack. Because what we don't know about the pharmaceutical industry, and they're not trying to let us know, is that more people are dying from bad pharmaceuticals every day. But yet, because of the enemy constant bombardment and with programming, it's become acceptable for people to think, well, let me take an Anacin or a Bayer or whatever, instead of maybe let me try drinking some water, see if that makes you feel better. Do you understand the dynamic of focus here? Because what is so important is that you could take that Anacin or that Bayer, and that was never the problem, but now you got foreign substance. Anything synthetic is foreign to your system. You got a foreign substance in your system. Whereas if you would have just started off with, let me drink 8 ounces or 16 ounces of water just to see how I feel in about 20 minutes, a half hour, that replenishes the water that's being dehydrated from the system, and the headache may very well just go away. You see, we fail to realize that being the first, everything that goes into us that is unnatural is an imbalance attack on us. Even when you do it yourself, and sometimes we do. I mean, I know I have taken vitamins that I thought was good for me, you know, back in the one a day before I became knowledgeable. I mean, I was just one that thought, one a day for men. I thought, well, yeah, you know, it's a vitamin for men. But see, I didn't realize until I did my research what all was in that vitamin. And then, you know, they were found, there's some things I don't need here. That's what focus does. And see, that's how we have to live our lives. You know how you come home from work and you're kicking back and you're sitting back, you're doing something, you're kind of bored, you know, you say to yourself, you know, I don't need to be doing this. And before you know it, you're doing something that you can give yourself more focus. And every time you give yourself focus on any specific thing, you grow in that area. Understand how I said that? Anytime you give yourself focus on one particular thing, you grow in that area. Now, I'm giving you a synopsis of how we're connected. Every living thing is connected. But it's not connected in a manner that Westernism teaches you. It's connected through the cosmos in a natural form. So there's a lady who is a gardener, and she'd go out to her garden every day, and she'd sing to her flowers, and her flowers bloom beautifully. But a lady passed away, and her husband tried to maintain the garden. He said, I did everything that she does, but it just doesn't, the garden's just not flourishing. And you know what he said back, and he was thinking about that, and what he wasn't giving up was her singing. It might have been a humming tune or whatever, but it is all connected to the cosmos. And sound and vibration is a great part of how the body physically functions. You could hear it when the body's trying to talk, communicate to you. If you don't hear it through the low-key discomfort, it'll start getting verbal with you. You know what I mean? You've heard yourself moan come out of someplace, or all of a sudden you got a hiccup or a belch that comes out of these things are signs to tell you of something going on. Okay? Not that what's going on is bad, but it may be letting you know you're low on water. It may be letting you know that it's time to eat. It may be letting you know what it likes and what it doesn't like. And I'll give you an example. My body likes a lot of teas, different teas. It could be spearmint tea, it could be rose hips, rhodochrose, it could be a number of different teas. But that way I give my body energy. Now, why do I use teas? Because I can add a little moringa, I can add a little seaweed, and I'm getting other attributes into that, sipping that one cup of tea that also edifies my body. So that sometimes when I think I'm hungry, I'm really not hungry. So what I'll do, my first step is I'll get me a glass of water. Now, if I drink my water and about 2 or 3 minutes later I don't have that urge to eat, then I wasn't hungry. To people who are not focused, well, they'll be out and they'll be moving around, trying to run in that pace. And before you know it, they'll think, oh, I'm hungry. You know, what is in front of you? Fast food signs with glaring lights. That's all you see. You know what? It's actually a rest haven when you can see a farmer's market or a major grocery store, especially if you're a conscious eater. Because that way now you know you have a selection that you wouldn't mind choosing from. But you know, just like I know, you have never seen a shortage of lines at some fast food places. So 99% of the public is on the full program awareness. And it works just to the advantage of some. Don't get me wrong. They're running that program for a specific reason. I've had a person say to me one day, you know, Brother Davis, I wouldn't mind you give me some advice in reference to my weight and everything, but my blood pressure allows me to get a check. Do you hear what I'm saying? It allows me to get a check every month from Social Services. So now what he was saying was, I want you to help me to give me some advice that's going to help me to become stronger, but I don't want it to be something that's going to affect my blood pressure, because literally, if my blood pressure is not high, then I can't get that subsidy. Okay? So once again, we allow ourselves to be taken off focus. And I'm not the only person that runs into these type of people. I'm quite sure you have. The sad part about it is they don't realize the system is setting them up for a great fall. So when we maintain our focus, and you've heard us talk about everything from prepping to being able to have real money, being able to even communicate with our in our community so that we can find like-minded people. These all become tools in us trying to achieve the ultimate goal. And our ultimate goal should be something that not only is going to be a blessing to the individual, but those people who admire you should benefit by the fact that you have received that which you are seeking so hard to achieve, and have a certain degree of joy that they could share with you. If a person's like, oh, well, I was hoping that wouldn't happen, then right away, you know they're working against your interests. And if you're hanging around people where you feel that way, this is a new year, it's a new time, you can do something about that. I don't know about you, but over January 7th, there was a lunar alignment that put the celestial planets in a perfect line. It only happens once every 88 years or something like that. So that means that everybody that is connected with the cosmos is in alignment now for recreation. You can make yourself what you want to be. Well, I heard one person say it literally is the time of the pineal, where the pineal gland is open now. So those people who are talking about being conscious and who really don't know how to put the understanding together with the words, if they start reading about it, they can become more empowered, because now they'll begin to understand the meaning of those words. And I thought that was pretty dynamic. So I said to him, well, why would you say that? He said, because you're at a perfect time now where you're just coming out of winter solstice. You are in the time of preparation, and which is what we should all be doing, preparing for when the spring comes so that we could put new seed in the ground. And the world, the earth reborns itself every year. After that third season, and you're going into that dormant stage, you know that's a rest stage. That's a stage where the whole earth now is getting a point where it can prepare itself for the coming season. And it happens in different parts of the earth and in different stages, but it happens everywhere. Because a lot of you may not realize this, but when you go to sleep at night, you are in the real world. When you do this stuff out here during the day, this isn't the real world. This is external. This is what goes on during your day life. Do you realize that when you go to sleep at night and you dream, you really think that your dream is real? And all of a sudden, after a period of time in this dream, which you may be enjoying or maybe whatever it is to you, when you wake up, you begin to realize, oh, wow, that wasn't real. But what if the truth is that the world you live in day to day that is designed to keep you programmed so you do not connect with your cosmic life is not the real world? And the real world is the world in which offers you dimensions that your mind can travel through in that state of sleep or meditation or whatever. You see, we have been seriously damaged by Westernism only because we've allowed the Westernism to victimize us. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, that couldn't be controlled. That's true. But we are living lives on a very low level. And think about it. There's sometimes you don't even have to do anything. All you got to do is say it. They got this new Bluetooth now in the houses. You can get up in the morning and say, what time is the house? It's 7:30. Well, what you fail to realize is, yeah, they want you to think it's technology, but it subdues your responsibility to self. How many of you know your sisters and your brothers' phone numbers without looking on that keypad? And you know, when you was coming up, you knew you knew your moms, you knew your grand aunts, because they was your cousins, you're going to call them up. You knew your best friend's number. These things was already in your mind. All you had to say the name, and the number just came right up. I can still remember my first telephone number in Harrisburg or Raleigh Street, 236-2096. Isn't that deep? And the sad part about it is that I never really realized it until I started really focusing on my consciousness and where I wanted to go and what is my purpose. Have you ever asked yourself, what is my purpose? Because if you haven't, you can't answer yourself. You can't do the due diligence to find out what it is. So we got to open ourselves up to stay in focus. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We get ready to go to a commercial. But I do want you to pick up them phones. Give me a call in the next hour because I'm going to hit you with some hard stuff. Some of y'all are ready for it. Some of you are not. But it's not on me to carry the burden of knowledge that you should be operating in. So this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Do give us a call here. I do have the number here. I was
866-510-9025. Man, Brother Davis, this is a classic. Whenever you're ready to take a question, I got a couple for you. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Are we back?
Yes, sir, we're back. Go ahead, Brother Davis. Whenever you're ready, I got a. This is a classic, Brother Davis, and everyone that's listening to Dando, this is one that you definitely want to download and save and hear over and over. Because the jewels that Brother Davis has been dropping in that first hour was phenomenal. So whenever you're ready, Brother Davis, I got a couple of questions. And I just want to say this real quick. 201-342-8653. That was my number when I was a kid. You killed me with that one. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, listen. Let's go to the call because I want to get them while they write it hot with the questions hot on their mind. So let's go to the call.
Well, no, I was saying I had a question. So whenever you're ready, there were some things that I wanted to ask you. So whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. Go ahead. Ask your questions now because the next stage that I'm moving them into is going to take them into deeper into themselves and self-awareness. So what is your question?
Brother Davis, you know, I just want to thank you because you just brought new meaning to it was all a dream because I've never really ever even thought of that meditation of your dream state was reality. And that is so powerful. And, you know, that's why our body is able to heal itself during that time and so many things that go on. And I really want to emphasize that what you just said because that really is critical for us establishing all of our focus and all of our goals and objectives. And, you know, that was, to me, that was just a genius, you know, that was just so wisely said on Wise Wednesday. But it was another thing that you said that I wanted you to, it was a bunch of things. I have a bunch of things written down here. But the one thing that I really want for you to just to expand on just a little bit more, because I thought it was so, so important, is that the idle thought and how important it is to have that idle thought where it's under your control and it's not the idle thought of being programmed, because there are some idle thoughts that are all purely, you know, spent on programming, and it's not anything that's sincerely yours. And that's, to me, that's so, so important. But I just want to thank you once again. It's so much, but I really wanted you to expand on idle thought. Why is idle thought so, so important? And what, how, in your opinion, your take, how should it be, how should you spend that time?
Okay, very good question, Dave. I'm going to tell you, one thing about thoughts, it's always a part of your consciousness. So if your consciousness is about the latest fad or what's happening in Hollywood or sports and everything, you're going to find that as being constructive with your time. So when you are not doing anything, your idle thoughts are going to move you into that area. But what you haven't asked yourself was, how does that energy benefit me? You think about the dynamics of that. Because a lot of people, and I used to be one of them, let me make this very clear. Everything I'm talking about, I used to be one of them. I used to be that person, okay? I used to love football season to come around. And I'd go out and I might drop 100 or 2 on gear. And I might drop another 300 or 400 during the course of football season, going to parties or maybe going to a sports bar, having a few drinks, and watching the game, you know what I mean? What I didn't realize was I was investing my idle time in the wrong things. They didn't benefit me. They benefited corporations, who I bought the gear for, who loved to see me in it, but I didn't get a dime out of it. I benefited those places I would go and watch the game, because whoever the waitress was knew after a period of time I tipped good, so I got good service. But I didn't benefit by it. So when you start looking at the dynamics of how you invest your idle time, you invest your idle time in the things that are going to reward you. Why? Because your thought process is going to return to that that has elevated you to the point where you was receiving an award. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, perfect example is, say you're studying something, and that thing you're studying now it's starting to produce for you. It's giving you more knowledge. It's giving you access. And now all of a sudden, it may even start bringing you cash rewards. So when you're in that idle moment, your mind is going to return to those things that you find can benefit you. That's why it's called your idle time. Now, many of us give it away. I just demonstrated to you how a lot of times, well, I was giving it away. And now, listen, I only represented 1/10 of the population. 1/10 of a tenth of a tenth of the population. Because guess what? You can see it now. This is playoff times. People are spending $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 to go to a game, to buy a ticket to go to a game that's going to take 2 hours and 20 minutes to 3 hours, and it's over. The money's gone. Now, all they got is the memory of what happened. They can't utilize it. If they're not sports writers that get paid for the information they get to convey, they're not going to get paid for it. All they're going to have is a memory that literally offers them the pleasure of the thought, but does not benefit them at all. The dynamics of idle time only improve when you invest your time in something that you look forward to so much that even when your mind isn't on it and it's idle, it's on it. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, let me give you a perfect example. Do you ever do something? And I used to be an avid runner. And I would get into this stage while I was running where I didn't even know time and space. I knew the momentum. I knew the exhilaration. I knew the idea of what I was trying to achieve. And I knew the path that I wanted to stick to while I was running. But after I reached the end, I was like, wow, that was quick. You know why? Because my mind went into a subconscious state that allowed me to still do what I was doing physically, but it took me to a level of meditation mentally that I lost track of time. You ever get in your car and go someplace and all of a sudden you're there and you say, wow, and you don't really realize how quick you got there, or you don't realize that you did this on autopilot. You've done it so much that now your mind is taking control and has allowed you to find favor in self. By opening that, or to let you know, you can enter this world and you can leave this world at will. But when you go to sleep at night, and I've said this before, the most powerful aspect of sleep at night is that when you enter that dream state, you have no will. Your will is not operating. You know why your will is not operating? Because you don't practice to be prepared to get in that dream state. How do you practice to be prepared? By meditating. When you meditate and you go into that stage or that world, you feel confident. You know why? Because you've been there before. You travel in and out, just structuring yourself to be a better you. So, although we may not realize it, the real world that we are actually living in takes place every day also. It's just that a lot of times we don't give it the attention that the program world has because it demands our attention. But in reality, when you start to wake up, and you hear people talking about it all the time, well, you know, people are waking up, people are waking up. It depends. People are waking up because they become more knowledgeable, or they're waking up because now they want to become more focused. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot of people with a lot of knowledge, but they can speak it, they can show it to you, but you just don't see it in their lives. You think about that dynamic for a minute. How many times you go on Facebook and you see an attractive sister and all of her attributes are highly, highly emphasized? And then they say to you, the queens are waiting. Well, let me tell you something. You can't mix both worlds. And what does that mean? That means you cannot look at a queen salaciously all the time, or you will not respect her authority. And that's the same way with men. If woman is constantly looking at a man from a salacious position, her mind is not focusing on the power of the position and the role they play and the responsibility they're handling. Their mind is on something entirely different. So when I say things like, you know what, I like the picture, but she really doesn't have to be so revealing. Well, people get upset behind that. And I can't tell them, you know, that's your Westernism. You know why? Because they don't want to hear that. That's the program. The program wants you to believe that everything that you think and feel physically, you should act on. Wrong. That's why there's so much sickness. That's why they've created AIDS in order to keep you contained in another level of slavery. You understand how I said that? So if you are the type of person who is thinks that when you go out here in the street, you hit them clubs, and all you're looking for is the sisters going to spend some time with you, well, there are some sisters that will spend some time with you. But that may not be the type of time you want. And guess what? Those are the very sisters that you're walking away from. Because she might ask you a simple question like, well, what's your plan for your life? And you don't have no plan. That is why focus is so important. Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand that the system is designed to entrap black men very effectively. But it's also designed to entrap black women very effectively. I was reading a post the other day about two interracial children. And their conversation was, you know, I feel comfortable around my white family because that's what I was brought up around, but I'm always in an environment where they will remind me that I'm black or I'm not all the way white. But when I'm around my black family, it's like that really doesn't make a difference. So I could live comfortably and be myself there. But the other sister was saying, you know what, I prefer to be with my white family. I prefer the benefits of being with my white family. And she looked closer to white, but you could tell they were bigs. But understand how I said that. And she presents herself that way. So that's the psychological dilemma that Westernism puts you in. But yet, there are people out here today that think, oh, the decisions I make won't affect my children. Oh, yes, they will. Why? Because you are multidimensional. And when you become multidimensional, don't think that the decision that you make today is not going to have effect on the reflection you cast tomorrow. Because it does. It is the reflection of who you are. Am I saying it's bad or good? Or no, absolutely I'm not. Because regardless of what it is, you either have to learn what it is that you would have did different so that you can convey that, or you're going to repost like these two young ladies, two sisters caught up between two worlds. And they both were highly opinionated about Sister Serena Williams, because now she's talking about marrying a white guy. They're speaking from the aspect of if they have children. And I thought it was a very, very engrossing article. But it took them a while to be able to formulate their position so that they can give focus to themselves. Why? Because they were being fooled like we're being fooled. They're being fooled from this world to that world. From this world to that world. And that's not counting the outside entity. Outside entities is your job, your religion, your social patterns, where you go, who you go with. All of these things play a role. So don't try to change something and not change the people you're around. Because some people don't want you to change. Some people want you the way you are. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a uniqueness about us. What is that uniqueness? We can travel through many dimensions in one spot, in one state, physical state. But we don't know how, because we have not connected with the ancestral teachings that they live by every day. And understand the dynamic here. The world might be 68,000 years old. It might be. I'm throwing a figure out there. But during the first 7,000 to 10,000 years, there was no war. Why? Because the people lived on the same page of philosophy. So when they did trade to go out and adventure into other villages or countries, when they came to the country, they would come and they would sit on the ground. And when they sit on the ground, the local people that were there, when they seen them, the first thing they do is what you do. They got any bulges, they had any weapons on them. Well, no, they didn't have that. So when they went out to approach them, they was a little slow. They looked at the facial expression. So if you cast a smile, if they would may cast a smile, or they may be a little bit suspicious. But after you go through that trial and error period, and you begin to converse with each other, then they begin to realize, look, we came because where we come from, we do this. And they might have bought out corn, they might have bought out wheat, they might have bought out fish, they might have bought furs. You see what I'm saying? So the local people saying, I kind of like that. Well, you know, this is what we do. And they might have bought out rope, they might have bought out twine, they might have bought out bamboo, something indicative to their area that showed them how strong it was and how flexible it was. You see, there was never a threat. But yet in our neighborhoods every day, because of programming, there are people that walk in fear looking at people that look exactly like them. Think about that dynamic for a minute. People literally say, you know what, I don't go outside of the dark. I understand that, don't get me wrong. I even tell my wife, look, when we out and it's at the dark, I would like you to be close to me, or let me know what's going on. You know, my wife might go out with the grandchildren to some place, and that they go do shopping or something, it's running late, pick up the phone. Say, baby, right now we're having dinner, we were shopping all day, and the girls, blah, 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 and just, you know, giving me the rundown. And then she'll say, well, look, I tell you what, I'm going to get to the house, I'll give you a call, let you know what I'm going to do then, because she may not be ready to come home then. But although, now, understand how I said it in the very beginning, I don't like her out after dark. So now she may say, okay, well, I know it's getting late, it's about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, I'm on my way home, and I'll say, look, before you leave, call me. And before you get to the house, call me. You know why? Because I want to make sure she's fine. I embrace her. I want to hear the joys of her day. I don't want her to be stressing behind something that might have happened during the course of the ride home. That's why I asked her to call me. You see, our purpose here as human beings have been distorted by Westernism. And we have to get back to that place, that perfect place in which it goes beyond trust. The philosophy of who you are and the way you live your life will dictate the people you have around you. That's simple. I said something to Dave one time, and this is going to be kind of reflective for some of y'all. I said, listen, some of you might have heard me say this. If getting a situation with the group I'm in, I want everybody in that group to know that if I go out to do something that benefits the group and I come back to that group, don't give me no excuses about my family, because I don't want to hear it. Because if you go out someplace and something happens, I'm going to make sure if something happens to your family, it will be over my dead body. Because that's a purpose I'm supposed to serve in that capacity. But yet, understand how I'm saying this, yet, you never know why people would gravitate to somebody who was so rigid about that statement. But Dave did. And some people might have thought, that's kind of rough. But the reality is, he values what is in his house as great as I value what is in mine. And to me, that's an even exchange. And we have to look at our lives and interacting with people who look like us in order to get to where we need to be. We must treat them with a single philosophy. And that means that the respect level has to be elevated, because if not, we'll never talk.
That's
we'll
right.
always live in this stage of fear. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The terrible thing about fear, the worst thing about fear, is that you mix it with your emotion, because that's an attribute of emotion. But you, literally, to be right to the point, should have total control over your emotions. Because if you don't, they victimize you. I'm quite sure y'all know what I'm talking about. I know, sister said to me, you know what? If I just didn't love this man, I asked him, well, why, what is love? Well, it's how I feel. Well, wait a minute. What's he do? Well, he don't do nothing for me. Same way with brothers. I had a friend, a close friend. He came home from work one day. His whole house was empty. You know what? When he told me that, I said, Kurt, I'm not telling you what you do. But a woman that is that vindictive, you need to get away from. You're a good brother. You have extra potential. But if she felt that she was that imposed upon, that she was going to clean the... Now, listen, this is a three-story house on the East Coast. So it had to be at least three to five bedrooms. She cleaned that whole house out. Now, here's why I'm telling you this. That brother's in jail right now, because that same woman had twin daughters, and he left them I've seen his love show on those girls. But the woman was vindictive. And she forced one of those girls at an early age to say that he molested her. Now, when he was going through his thing, I had literally left town, my wife and I, and we were down south. And he was trying to tell people, you know, you need to get this brother and get in touch with him. Now, he knew my family. He knew where my sister lived. He knew where my cousins lived. And he knew a lot of my family. But he was in a situation of incarceration. He couldn't get out and contact them. So he was sending other people. If they would have just got in touch with my family or the neighbor, could have said, listen, I got my number on him. Let me give him a call. Instead, the person he was trusting to do that didn't do it. So when I seen him about maybe 3 years ago, I said, hey, what's up, Brother Austin? He said, hey, man. He said, you know what? I've been looking for you. I said, what did you look at? He said, man, let me tell you what happened. Then he went on to tell me this story about Brother Belongo. I was hurt because that brother knew some of my family. All he had to do was ask them. Yeah, because I always have my number available because I live in the seams of love. So even if I haven't seen you in a long time, when we get back together, we can pick up where we left last song. So it wasn't that this guy couldn't get in touch with me. It wasn't a priority to him. Now, this other brother, Brother Curtis Belongo, is in jail. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a good brother. He was a good brother. I don't know, what jail is that to him. But he was a very good brother. And we fall through the cracks because we do not take the time to communicate. I tell people every day, how you doing? I'm okay. How are you? I'm superb. I don't let nobody's attitude affect my altitude. And, you know, a lot of them look at me strange. When I'm on the road and they pick me up, they call me on the phone, say, how are you? I'm superb. I always stay in a stage where I'm going to elevate somebody before I drop them, because that is our purpose. And when we start operating in our purpose, we can really function on our focus. You know why? Because then people begin to gravitate to the fact that you project what it is and who you are. Well, the programmers know, though, absolutely. You know why? Because you don't know nothing about what's going on. But I couldn't tell you what Empire is doing. I couldn't even tell you. And the only reason why I know Empire is because I've seen that on Facebook. But what was that other show? Baby Jane or something, Kissing Jane or Dating Jane or something. I couldn't tell you nothing about that show, but I can tell you this. But all the black women that commented about it on different medias, this is something that they're gravitating to. So when I asked my very intelligent niece, and she has a doctor's degree, she's hungry. You know, have you ever watched Scandal? I said, no. No, you don't watch those. I said, no, I don't watch those sort of things. She said, well, in Scandal, there's a black woman, and what she does is she's having intercourse with older, successful, powerful white men. Now, they flipped the script in Mary Jane. She's having relationships with not as powerful men, but many men. Most of them black, if not all. I said, well, how do you know all this? She said, because I'm going to tell you something. And what I do in the field of education I work in, sometimes I have to be able to interact with my children who, instead of studying that night, this is what they were doing. Because their parents was doing the day to them. Dig that dynamic. Because their parents was doing the day to them. So, once again, focus comes into play, because in a situation like that, I don't know what's going on. It ain't nothing benefit to me there. And how is it going to pay me down the line to know who is what and what they're doing? But I could pick up a book like called The Glorious Life Meditation or Lifting Oneself to the Next Level, and I could put my time there. And when I put my time there, I'm beginning to realize how everything I eat has a direct effect on my physical transition from my physical self to my astral self. Now, that's a dynamic that really I opened that door up and said, wow, your astral self is a level of life that you have the potential to live on. But you got to change a lot of the very things that they're programming you to. You got to get away from those sort of things that's going to pull your body down so you don't elevate.
I think you have a question, Brother Dave. I'm sorry, Brother
okay,
Davis.
Yeah.
Brother Dave, you got a caller.
Okay, all right, give it to me. Bring the question on.
Hi, good evening. I was just wondering, what would you suggest starting meditation, like how long, since if you're not, like, because I'm just thinking about meditation and, like, I just don't see myself
Hold on, sister. We're getting ready to go to a break. What is your name and where you calling from?
I'm Angela calling from Denver.
Excellent, sister. Hang on, after the break, I'll go right at that because I've been trying to get us there anyway. So, Brother Scott, if you want to take the break now, we can come back after the break with that question.
Oh, okay, because we're getting a little feedback. Our caller from the Denver area, I'm going to put you on mute, but just hit star when we come back from the break. Actually, I'm going to put everybody on mute, but hit star. Coming out the break, and you're listening to Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the next.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday, and we received a caller from Denver, and she wanted to know different aspects of how starting to meditate. I have covered this before, but I'm going to give you a synopsis first, sister. Understand that meditation is the physical exercise to mentally elevate. And see, what's so unique about it is that you can start out at 5 minutes a day and work your way up. With that 5 minutes a day, you should be able to find yourself a comfortable spot, no noise. The reason why is because of distraction. Get to that spot, try what would be nice if you get some incense and a nice, light, meditating music. And I always tell people to pick the music you prefer. Some people prefer natural sounds, which is good, don't get me wrong. I use a plethora of different, because sometimes I'm meditating for health, sometimes I'm meditating to enforce my chakras, sometimes I'm meditating because I want to bring peace in the area in which I live, in the environment, the people I come in contact with. But what you want to do is you want to get in a comfortable position. You can be sitting, put your hands on your thighs, palm down. Why palms down? Because it's a relaxing position. Okay? Try to be in a situation where you can put your feet on the floor. Now, as you elevate yourself, you'll see why I started this way. Okay? And just sit there and take your time and breathe deep. As you
call recording off. This call is being recorded.
And then exhale as easy as you can. And that's where you start. You breathe as deep as you can, then you exhale as easy as you can. And as you begin to get involved in your breathing and focus on your breathing, and the reason why I want you to focus on your breathing is because then you can control some of the thoughts that go in and out your head, because, you see, that's the programming. The programming puts a lot of images in your head that are not yours. So those images, when you're trying to do that physical exercise to elevate your mental self, that's when those programs really kick in and try to discourage you. That's why I say start with 5 minutes and just sit on the edge of your bed or a comfortable chair. If you can light a little incense, that's a plus. Try to get a routine about it. Because when you get a routine about it, as you start your routine, your body's already adjusting to the fact that you're going to start meditating, okay? And believe me, sister, a lot of times people fail to realize the importance of bringing their physical body, that's why I focus on your breathing, and your mental awareness in tune. So when your mental awareness is focusing on your breathing, then you're literally taking control of your life. And it doesn't happen overnight, and you're going to have to practice. So I try to tell people, I try to do it at least five minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. And as you become more accustomed to the feeling of peace, that's what's going to actually, you're going to notice that first. You're going to find that your body is at peace. And then you're going to expand. When I say expand, your breathing is going to be a little slower and a little deeper. And your exhale is going to be a little longer and a little slower. Now, that's good, because that means that you're getting good air into your body, and that air is beginning to go into all aspects of your body that it doesn't go ordinarily when you're in your routine. Because literally, you breathe a certain way when you're in your routine. There are several different ways of breathing, but I don't even want to go into that. I just want you to understand that when you first start meditating, just focus on your breathing. Breathe into what they call the relaxed state. And the relaxed state is that you're not forcing yourself to inhale, you're not forcing yourself to exhale, and you're focusing on your inhale and your exhale. Because when your focus is there, then all of a sudden you begin to realize that the deeper you inhale, the more aloof you will become. Why do I say aloof? Because literally your mind is going to start connecting with your breathing process and let your body function without your control. Now, understand I said that. It's going to become more connected with, your mind's going to become more connected with the physical process, and your body is going to function without your control, meaning being mindful of it. Because see, we're trying to work you to a state in which you're so comfortable with yourself that you trust yourself enough to go to another level. And what is another level? Another level is when you're breathing, you started out breathing comfortably, then you elevated yourself to breathing deeply, and when you breathe deeply, you let your air out a little slower, so your function of your mind is getting more oxygen than it needs. So it's starting to elevate, but it's not allowing you to take control, because literally your will hasn't developed to the stage where you can let go like that. But when you can, sister, when you can let go, there's no greater peace that your body can feel than knowing that you are totally in control of you. So I tell you, then eventually you'll want to elevate yourself to foods, so that you put the right foods in your body, so that your body's being edified without being subdued by taste. And that goes into another different area. I hope that I answered your question. If you have another question, go ahead and unmute yourself and ask it. Okay, Dave, is there anybody else in queue? All right, let me move on there. As you begin to take control of your life, everything becomes different because you are empowered now, all right? Even your conversation becomes different because now you begin to articulate the words that you need to say without offending people. And then when you do it and you know you've done it without offending people, if they still become offended, then that was their choice. It had nothing to do with you, and you can move on. You don't have to carry the burden of, oh, that person didn't like what I said, or no, you don't. And see, that's another thing we have to understand. Programming teaches you to carry the burden of your decisions. Well, when you start making decisions based on your own focus, that's really not a burden. That's part of the plan. And see, what's so unique about that, and why I laugh about it, is because when the light goes on, and I'm talking to people, and they get to saying, oh, man, you know what? I just felt entirely different. Well, they're not different, but they've elevated themselves. They don't let certain things hold on to them like they used to. And then when they start eating right, and their body starts coming in harmony, and all of a sudden, even the water they drink now is communicating with them, then you begin to realize, you know what? You're starting to live at a higher level of life. And now you want it even more. So then you take your meditation into the levels of the stratosphere of knowledge that's out there. Because I'm going to tell you, we are multidimensional. And literally, when you're in your meditative state, now here's another difference. When you're in your meditative state, your will is alive. When you're in a dream state, your will is not. What do I mean by that? I mean that you have a concern that you can address through your will in your meditative state. But when you're in a dream, you don't. Although the dream is so natural that it feels real to you, so that when you wake up, it's like, oh, wow. You know what? That was a dream. But that's how alive it is when you begin to identify that you can move in and out of dreams. And if they're that alive, what can you do with our right knowledge to be able to exercise your will in your dreams? That is true life. And the reason why it's true life is because now you're elevating yourself from what you thought you were according to what you were taught to who you are according to how you have grown. Because as you grow, you begin to break these shackles that trap us. You'll see there's a lot of shackles that trap us. There's bills, there's negativity, there's sometimes music, there's drugs, there's so many things. And see, what we don't realize is that they're all aimed at keeping us from focusing so that we will not grow into a higher self. When you're living a high life on a higher order, I mean, the things that are around you are still around you, but they don't have the effect they used to have now, because now you are able to step in and out of them at will. When other people are saying, oh, wow, you know what, that doesn't bother you? Well, no. Well, you don't think you did? No, I don't think I did anything wrong. Now, if they may perceive it that way, that's fine. But here's the catch. Now, I'm going to tell you, some of the places I'm taking you, I shouldn't tell you, because you have not been prepared. But literally, we should be living life on a level on this plane to prepare us for our transition to a greater level of life. If we do not elevate ourselves on this plane and we stay in this low level, all we do is be victimized by the teachings of this low level. And see, the reason why I say the teachings of this low level is because they come at us in many ways, mental, physical, and spiritual. So if you will stay here, you will drown. Because how many times have you gone to places and you have never heard nothing but noise, noise, noise? You know what it really gets me? When I go to the farm and there's no noise. I mean, it's farm noise. And I can hear the insects and stuff. But I don't hear no sirens. I don't hear no cars. I don't hear the city, because I've experienced the noise. And when you do that, you know, you prepare yourself to come back to it, because you know it's out of your control, but you can get it easily move between the scenes until you return to your place of peace. And that's what meditation does to your system. Any of you who are thinking about it too, don't go just to anybody. Ask them some questions. What are you trying to achieve with your meditation? Well, I really want to become acquainted with my higher self. If somebody says, well, I want to be able to astro travel and move into dimensions, well, that may be what they want to do. Okay? But that's not saying that's what they're doing. Because let me tell you something. The average person that sits down and meditates is going to find it hard because literally you've been bombarded every day with the confusion of this life. So when you really begin to focus and make changes in your life, it's only going to happen because you applied yourself to be better than what you are now. And it can happen to anybody who makes the effort. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Look, you got 15 minutes. 15 minutes. And I'm going to tell you, I got some real powerful stuff I'd like to lay on you, but you're not ready for it yet. Because if we haven't put our time in to understanding, that's like giving a child a heavy tool. They don't know what the tool is. They just know it's a burden to carry it. So I don't really want to do that. But I do want you to understand that there is a plethora of knowledge out there. With a little bit of time, you can grow far beyond your circumstance. You can attain a lot more than what you feel that right now you're getting. You can literally, and I'm going to tell you, I'm designing my life. I know this is going to trip some of y'all off, but I'm going to put it out there. When this whole farm idea came up, this is
8 great. Minutes, Brother Davis.
All right. I did. I was practicing Tai Chi for a while and doing my meditation. Then I moved into Qigong. Now I want to get to a farm so I can get a place and do things my way, the way to achieve what I want. You can do that too. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't live in the world to stay. Live in the world to pass through, but do the things that's going to open the door for you to get through. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Hey, Brother Dave, I'd like to turn the show back over to you because I know you like to have some time ahead of time. But just remember this here. You can be as great as you want to be if you believe you can achieve the impossible, then you will achieve the impossible. But if you don't think you can achieve it, don't worry about it because you will never achieve it. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Dave, let me give it back to you, my brother.
Wow, Brother Davis, this is another classic Wise Wednesday. Definitely, everyone, you should definitely download, go to Black Talk Radio Network, download this podcast, download this show, because this is one that I will repeat and hear over and over and over again, because there's so many nuggets that we'll be able to use, especially when we continuously hear it and make it a part of our habits. And it's so true. It was just so many points in this show that was so necessary. And I truly appreciate you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, for coming on Wednesdays and doing this, because it is definitely a Wise Wednesday. And just, you know, I took my notes, and it was just so many things. I'm going to just want to reiterate one of the things that Brother Davis said, is that the system requires you to bear the burdens of your decisions. Ooh. Wow. So, but that was just a few of them. And I know that there were so many things that you all picked up. And this was something that was Wise Wednesdays is something that's very edifying for ourselves, because it actually encourages us all to be who we truly are. And that's what I really, really do appreciate about you, the listeners, the callers, and Brother and Sister Davis, Scotty, and everyone else. Much love, much respect. So just want to say thank you, Brother Davis, once again. Just that was a real classic and something that you all definitely, and I know I will download this and from time to time bring it back up. And meditation is in many, many forms. And as Brother Davis wants to move everyone to that for their own benefit, not for his, but for your benefit. But in actuality, it benefits us all collectively, collective prudence. So be ready and open yourself up, you know, and challenge yourself into some things and start somewhere. It starts with your decision to be who you truly are instead of the characters that this system in this world has tricked us and deceived us and corralled us and has led us astray. So without any further ado, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. The New Abolitionist Radio Show is coming on right after Tando Radio Show, so I'm going to give Scotty some time to prepare for that. Just want to say to you all, it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. Much love and much respect, Brother Davis, Sister Davis. Thank you once again. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, that was brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle, freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle, without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or what they be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill and fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Freestyle, never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs, and I'm because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me.
me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free. So I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak. Feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that could be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes, and we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to Outcast Liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've been in all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle. My lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings. It could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look in every book, behind every tree or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound. Like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ. Unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures or somebody's man-made price. Freedom float like ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle,
that's how it should be. 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 That's how it should be.
We've been built and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about as sure as you moan. Just as sure as it takes 2 eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share. Say it loud. For ourselves, we're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud.
You know, hip-hop is a powerful thing. But that power can be used for or against. I love hip-hop. I said I love hip-hop. So for the love of hip-hop, let me share some with you. Listen. I got a secret, everybody come and listen. Took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons.
Tricked the people into crime
with rap verses and rhyme. Made it cooler go to jail, then gave niggas time. Well, brainwashed the people with a marketing plan. This brother all around me like he's stalking me, man. With his slogans and his phrases, keeps the masses in their places to accept for extermination like Logan through the mazes. It's in the book of ages, but we never read the pages till Hitler rises up to exterminate the races. Where were all the Christians when we started dropping bombs? Where was Luke, Matthew, Mark and John? They say pray to Christ.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio Network as we continue our live streaming on this January 11th on this Wednesday night. We'll be getting started with New Abolitionist Radio at the top of the hour. And then coming up at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time will be the debut program, Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio. So that's at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Keep it locked right here on Black Talk Radio Network. This is your black radio station for new black media in this new millennium.
A killer's choice, I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in Amsterdam New, in this white man's world.
I got a secret, everybody come and listen. They took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons. Atlanta children missing, one man set for lynching. The murders still continue, but no one can to list them. What's the price of black when white is valued higher? Who's the last to get the job, first to get the fire? No one gets the blame, truth is just the truth. Most don't have a future, cause most don't know their roots. But they know flavin' hoops and they think that shit is cute. Like Beyonce in a G-string and Jay-Z in a suit. The Pied Piper with a flute, mommy getting zoot. The children's in the street and the dealer's about to shoot. The cycle goes around like the cycle going round. Snatching up our babies like the fruit from off the ground. Who tends the garden? Who watches over sheep? The priest is here to raise our souls. That's when we sleep.